Let's go to the seventh church. Now, this church, number seven is usually God's number, okay? But this is one of the worst church. How come is God's number seven? And the devil's number 666, church number six, is Philadelphia the best church? Why? Anybody knows? Because they're not arranged in spiritual order, but they are arranged in chronological order. You understand? Ephesus, the church that forsook the first love, was the church of the first century went to sleep. They left the first love. So God had to allow two centuries of Roman persecutions to purge them. That was the church of Smyrna. All right. Then the next church, the church of Pergamos, that she was the third was Thyatira, I think, or Pergamos. Pergamo. Pergamo was the church that was living together with the throne of Satan was. In other words, that's the church that mixed with the Roman Empire, okay? Until 800, until the 8th century. All right? That's where the new church be. The next stage, the next historical stage, the church of Thyatira, which was the Holy Roman Empire. No, Holy Roman Empire. Okay. In the year 800, Karl Magni conquered Europe. Okay, and he gave Europe to the Pope, okay? Okay, so that's where the Holy Roman Empire began. All right, so that's the church that was dwelling with the throne of Satan. See, the church mixed with Rome. Holy Roman Empire. Are you following? Yes? Okay, then the next age, it was the church of, where are we? Thyatira? Okay, then next church is the age of Sardis. The dead church. That was the Inquisition. And then that was the church number five, okay? And then here comes the church number six. All right, and that's is called the Church of Philadelphia. Okay, the church of the born again church. That was the days of Martin Luther. Okay, and that's the born again church. Okay, that's where the Martin Luther and the all the reformist father were preaching that you must be born again. All right, and that period is also historically known as the Renaissance. Renaissance means born again. And that's when the church was born again. From the dead church of Sardis, Inquisition, etc. The church was reborn. And so the world they began to be evangelized. And that brings us to the beginning of the 20th century, to the Azusa Street. Okay, in 1906, okay, in Azusa Street in San Francisco, there was a, that's where Pentecostalism began, okay? In Azusa Street, that's where the Holy Spirit churches began. Okay, Azusa Street was just a simple church with no leadership. There was no. Was a black pastor. Was blind of one eye. Okay, and he was preaching with a car box on his head. Because he didn't want to be distracted. And so, and he would not lead the church. He was only making sure that nobody was leading. They would only worship. And then after 20 minutes, half an hour of worshiping, the Holy Spirit would take control. People would get baptized in the Holy Spirit, start speaking in tongues. The cripple get up and start walking. The blind begin to see. This continued for 2 years until 1908. And then the surrounding churches, they were complaining and that these guys were disorganized. They had prostitutes, sinners, they had people of different denominations, people sitting on the floor. It was like a stable of Bethlehem church, okay? Everybody who go there, they get saved. Because they were disorganized. So the Holy Spirit was free. But after so much criticism by the surrounding churches, they decided to organize the church. I mean, this is history. You can get a book and read it, okay? So they organized the church. They put a group of elders to make decisions. The pastor became more, the pastor put somebody really more like mainstream, more traditional. Chairs for everybody to sit down. Preaching began at a certain time. The same day that they organized the church like this, the Holy Spirit left. The baptism of the Holy Spirit stopped. Healing stopped. The miracle stopped. Let's make sure, brethren, that we don't get too organized, that we try to organize also and tell the Holy Spirit what to do. The same year, there was in San Francisco, in that city, the biggest earthquake America ever had. As soon as the Holy Spirit left, San Francisco had the greatest earthquake America ever had. Anyway, close parenthesis. I'm going, is a 20 to 12. If anybody is planning to invite us for Somali, hurry up, go cook. We're getting hungry after all this preaching here. So, let's finish.
Atunci, Domnul mi-a pus pe inimă să fac o lucrare de rugăciune prin telefon. miracole, chiar și pe telefon a fost la acest rol vindecat. Mă puteți sunau când sunteți mai mult decât bineveniți. Veți primi la sfârșit numărul nostru de telefon. Și de asemenea, pentru că fratele, împreună cu soția lui și 6 copii ai lor și noi care traducem pentru el, suntem în misiune de evanghelizare, cum am spus, interconfesională, deci fratele este chemat să slujească întreg trupului lui Hristos. Atât timp cu cineva crescut din nou, suntem frați și surori, fratele este chemat să slujească întreg trupului lui Hristos și fratele a luat o decizie să crească prin credință. Deci nimeni nu îl ajută financiar, nu îl sponsorizează, se crede Domnul pentru nevoile lui și o misiune și o copiilor. Așa că oricare dintre voi care vă pune pe inimă să-l fost cu donație, pentru a putea merge mai departe, să știți că au fost, celelalte biserici unde au fost, prin donația lor, au putut să vină la voi. Și așa puteți să mergem mai departe, să ducem cuvântul Domnului pe străzi, în cluburi, în biserici, în zile spirituale. Dacă Domnul vă pune pe inimă, va fi la sfârșitul unui micoșuleț și ne vreau să-l pe donație, Domnul să vă spădească.
Amen. Amen. Did you finish?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I want to finish this message. Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to talk about the end time. I don't know. Maybe tonight we can organize something. I'll talk to the pastor. We'll see. Because I have an end time message to give you. When is Jesus coming back? When is the Antichrist coming? Will the church go through tribulation or not? You see, I am a Bible teacher only. I teach only from the Bible. I think God is against teaching opinions because it's very dangerous. Today there are people around teaching opinions. And people accept those opinions. And then those opinions become doctrines. Those doctrines become religions. We should have only one church of Christ. We should have only one pastor, Christ. We should have only one doctrinal book, the Bible. Our personal revelations, unless they're based very clearly in the Bible, we should keep in our privacy. That's why we have more Christian doctrines in the Christian world. In the Christian world. Than there are idols in India. Okay, and there are many. I tell you. So, brethren, don't believe opinions. Please. And we'll try to organize tonight. We have to talk to the pastor first. They ask you permission. See, I don't know what you plan for tonight. But I want to teach about the end time. Specifically about the return of Christ. Because the Bible gives us a chronology. When is the Antichrist coming? When is the tribulation? When is the rapture? When is Armageddon? When is the mark of the beast? What to do? How to prepare? You understand? The very important things. But I felt this morning the Holy Spirit led to give you a different message. Actually, I was prepared to teach about this. I want to talk about the rapture, really. But I never got there. Because you needed something else. You needed a message on the bride. So with your permission, I'm going to finish on the bride. Is that okay? We'll close with the bride. Because I don't want to keep you. I don't like to be late. All right. And it's dangerous to teach opinions. Because the Bible says, Revelation 22, what is it? About the angel saying, anybody who adds or subtracts.
Apocalipsa 22:18 says, oricui aude cuvintele
cineva ceva la ele, Dumnezeu îi va adăuga ucile scrise în cartea aceasta. Și dacă scoate cineva ceva din cuvintele acestei prorocii, va scoate Dumnezeu partea lui de la pomul vieții și din cetatea sfântă scrisă în cartea aceasta.
So let's make sure we don't teach opinions. And we don't believe opinions. Of course, we all have to have an opinion. But don't teach in a doctrinal way. The body of Christ is infested by books of differing opinions. We preached in a church recently. Don't ask me what denomination, please. And I explained a very important doctrinal point from the Bible. And the church believed the opposite. At the end I ask, so is it like this or like that? And then all the church said, it is like that. Opposite of what they used to believe. And then the pastor came and said, you know what? I don't have any scripture to argue. But I still keep my opinion. All right. Do you understand how sad? It's a born-again church. Very sad. So when we read the Bible, let's not be this denomination or the other denomination. Forget our doctrines. And read the Bible like if it is the first time we read it. How many times I read the Bible and I found that yesterday I was wrong. It's happened to me. I had to go and say, I'm sorry, the Lord showed me a scripture. And somebody told me, yeah, but you said something else months ago, last year. I said, I don't care. I was wrong. Look what it says here. I am afraid of God to teach some lies. Amen. All right, so let me finish then about the bride. Real quick. Okay, Revelation 3, 14 to 22. Before getting to the light, I finish the black painting, okay? It's a choice. Now here's the light.
Iată lumina.
The best church.
Cea mai bună biserică.
Are we part of it?
Facem noi parte din ea?
It's our choice.
E alegerea noastră.
Okay, verse 7 until 13. Philadelphia. The bride of Christ.
Philadelphia, mireasa lui Hristos.
Come on.
Haideți,
I came this morning to tell you. I have a marriage agency. Would you like to get married? Yes or no? The marriage you have now, it stops at the cemetery. When you enter your coffin, You drop your husband, your wife, your children, your money, everything. And you better be Philadelphia. This little marriage you have now better be a little training for the real marriage. Brethren, brothers, let's learn to love our wives like Jesus loved the church. Sisters, let's learn to love your husband like the church, the true church, loves Christ. If we do this, not perfectly, we'll never make it. But as a full heart as we can, then we'll be Philadelphia. If we preach the gospel, if we try to follow the word as much as we can. Philadelphia, verse 7. Come, let's raise our hands. Let's, anybody wants to dedicate our heart to Jesus, keep your hands up. Anybody wants to vow to Jesus our hearts? If you want to give Jesus your heart, if you want Jesus to protect you from sickness, from hell, from death, raise your hands. Say, Jesus, Jesus, vina inima mea. Can you stay with me? Da? So raise your hands. If you want. Say, Jesus. Jesus. Loud. Jesus. No, no, I don't hear. Loud. Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me all my sins. Come on. And fill me with the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Lord, help us from now on to be different, to act like the bride of Christ. If somebody turns a TV on, we need to click to Jesus.
What?
We need to focus on Jesus.
Să ne concentrăm asupra lui Isus.
When the devil comes,
vine,
and he will come,
și va veni,
and he offers us
și
whatever flesh desires.
Ce vrea
carnea, that beautiful girl, that perfect guy, the money with our flesh desires. Whatever the devil knows and we know that our flesh desires. When the devil comes with a fishing pole, go, boom, in front of your eyes. Exactly what you want. That perfect girl. That guy you like, that money, that career, we gave our heart to Jesus. Devil is not going to get me. I'm just going to say, I rebuke you. In Jesus' name. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Nothing else. And keep saying that. Even two times, even three, even four, whatever it takes. And then you feel freedom. It happens to me every day. You know, I have to rebuke the devil every day. You know, the devil bothers me every day. When a sexy girl comes, you know, it bothers me. I have to keep my eyes on Jesus. TV, drinking, smoking. There are so many things my flesh wants. But the devil doesn't get me. Because I gave my heart to Jesus. My heart is already full. And when the devil comes back, and he comes with seven other spirits behind, he finds my house full of Jesus. I made a vow. I want to live and die for Jesus. Until death, I am for Jesus. And after death, more for eternity. I mean, it's not just Sunday morning religion here. It's not just put our tie and our scarf and go to church on Sunday morning. The way to see our faith is not the way we come in church. It's the way we go out. Do we just shake hands? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, nice to see you. Oh, you don't have any food? Oh, I'll pray for you. Oh, you don't have any clothes? Oh, God, why didn't they give him clothes? Oh, you're sad. I'll pray for you. Oh, your children don't have any money to... You have no money to feed your children. I'll pray for you. Oh, what's your problem? You have... I'll pray for you. You want some holy water? Listen, true Christianity is deeds. Deeds. Amen. Jesus said in John 14, he that keeps my commandment, he loves me. John chapter 14. He that keeps my commandment, he loves me. And then he said, he that does not love me does not keep my word and my commandment. So do we want to know if we love Jesus or no? Depends if we keep his word. Our dedication as a Christian, our life for Jesus does not end after we put a scarf on our head or a fish in our car or a cross on top of the church. Our Christianity doesn't stop there. The bride of Christ is not learning some Christian songs and singing Sunday morning. The bride of Christ has a church in his house every day. And then when they come to church on Sunday, this is Mother Church here, you say, hey, share the miracle Jesus did during the 6 days. The bride of Christ is a walking church. You are a living church. You are a church everywhere you are, everywhere you go. When you go to the alimentara and buy some kilo of bread, give some gospel tracts to the person selling the bread. Always have Christian tracts. If you don't have, we'll give it to you for free. Give the Christian tracts. That's how I got saved and received Jesus. It began with I found the gospel tract on the floor. I was dreaming about hell every night and often. There were demons torturing me. I was not saved. I was screaming hysteric. I was having incredible dreams. I had been buried in a coffin. And after the funeral inside the coffin, buried, I opened my eyes. And then I was yelling and screaming. I couldn't get out of the coffin. This went on for years. Until one day I found a gospel tract on the floor. My mother was a nominal Christian, less than nominal. My father was a strong, his religion was communism, and he was not Christian. And God evangelized me, through a little gospel tract on the floor. I received Jesus, and then a few years later I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Immediately I went evangelizing. That was 37 years ago. I began to evangelize. I didn't know nothing. Didn't know Bible, know nothing. I just loved Jesus. And since then, I never stopped. Because I said, Jesus, I want to live and die for you. I had tried everything in the world. I was 25 years old. And I just, nothing made me happy. You're suffering. Are you suffering? The Lord bless you and heal you. Jesus, if anybody needs healing, we see miraculous healings all the time. After everybody leaves, you can stay and pray for you. And we will see some miraculous healing. Amen. I have a little lawyer here. Okay, so anybody needs miraculous healing, come after everybody leaves. All right. So anybody has any questions? Otherwise, we close down. So the Bride of Christ is Philadelphia. Philadelphia is not a building. It's not a chair. Even though there are some churches they denominationally called Philadelphia. That's not what I'm talking about. There are two Christianities in the world. True Christianity, false Christianity. And the true Christians, there are two kinds. Christian, active Christian and passive Christian. The passive Christians are not the bride. Who are the passive? Who is the virgin without oil? The Christians saved, yes. Who try to do as little as possible for God. I'll bring the tithe to church because that's the law. Not because I want to. You should give to God as much as you can and keep whatever you need. Amen. That's how you build in heaven. So that's how you build in heaven. Amen. The next 6 days, brethren, you evangelize. No as a pocaita. Okay, just loving. Don't show your scarf. Show your love. Show Jesus. Don't invite people to your church. They are not going to come. They know where the church is. They don't come. Invite them to love, to Jesus. Invite them to your house. Make a cake. Who knows how to make cakes? Come on, girls. Hey, you can invite me too. I'm already saved. I'm sorry, I'm already saved. Will you still invite me for a cake? I'll come with my wife. So, praise the Lord. By the way, phone us. We're going to leave our phone number. Okay, so we're going to close now. Sorry, we're 6 minutes late. I'm going to close now. So, God bless you. We love you. Okay, I hope to see you tonight. And bring people here. Go invite all your neighbors. Tonight we have a movie to show you. Just a few minutes. It's about the end time, the rapture, etc. Okay, tonight you have a video projector here? Yes? Okay. We have a video to show you. But I have to talk to the conducatore first. Because he's the boss, okay? So we love you. And if you have any questions, we'll be here a few more minutes to shake hands by the door. Can we pray? Get up and pray? Okay, so shall we get up and pray? And then I'll let you go eat. Hallelujah. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We pray that you bless this church. I want to thank you that you brought us here. We were not sure this morning where we were going to go. But I thank you that you brought us here among these sweet brethren here. I can see that your love and your Holy Spirit is here. And I want to thank you for it, Jesus. I know you have a bride here. I know that you have brethren here who love you. Lord Jesus, I pray for revival in this church. I pray that every house, everybody who has a house, from today, they make a church in the house. And when they come to this mother church on Sunday, bring the victories, bring the converts, bring the Christians. They don't have to push them here. Come to my church, otherwise you go to hell. No, they have to love them. Inspire them. People have to come to this church because they love to come. Because they love the people here. Because the people here are wonderful. Are loving. Not religious. Loving. Lovingly Christians. Everybody can say amen. I love you. Any questions, you can talk to me outside, or you can phone me. You are on the table. There's a